What was your childhood like?
Well, my dad left me at the age of 3. He was rarely home, according to my mom. He was a womanizer. It didn't bother me, but I didn't feel for him. Maybe because my mom had found another, and I can say this man treated me like his own. When my real father would visit me, whenever he remembered to, he would take me to meet new kids who turned out to be my siblings. I was hurt considering he would care for them more than he would care for me. So I would cry to my mom that I don't want to be part of this man's life. I didn't want the confusion. I was just fine with my mom and my stepdad raising me as a child. Except for the fact in my teen years, they were super strict and gave me no freedom. I spent most of my time at home with nobody else to waste time with. As an only child, I always wished for a full-blooded sibling. My neighbor and elementary buddy Shayna came close to that wish. We had so many great memories together until high school. She managed to turn all my friends against me. I was surprised how much time and energy an individual had to make all of that happen. She succeeded until she had said, while trying to comfort me from crying my eyes out, "See, now you know how it feels when nobody likes you. You're the outcast." Well, I was wondering the whole time what I had done wrong. This so-called BFF of mine was busy trying to ruin my life.
God, I can't imagine how you must have felt.
Yeah, it was pretty devastating for a teenager.
What's your life like as an adult?
It wasn't easy at first when my childhood had been, but I had managed to do well. I knew who to trust and knew who not to trust. Your dad was my big moral support, who, by the way, I had met at my first job during summer break. Mm-hmm. He understood me more than anyone could ever, and vice versa. He was the best friend I never had. He was my go-to. He's my everything. Mm-hmm. He always knew how to make me laugh and at the same time showed me how to be a responsible adult. It was very sweet when he took me to all the amusement parks I had never been to, all the cities I had never been to, etc. In exchange, I took him to all the restaurants he had never been to since we were big booties. For example, he had never had Thai food or Filipino food.
What?
Yeah, can you believe that?
No. Like,
he had to come out of his box. I took him to Island's Burgers for the first time and he fell in love with that.
Have you had any issues with my dad?
Yes. Considering he had come from a bad marriage and had a kid with her, I would always feel insecure. I felt as if one day he will leave me and get back with her. As selfish as it sounds, I hated when he would spend time with his son. I thought if he was spending time with him, then it probably meant spending time with her as well. So we would always have issues when he would come back home. He would always reassure me that he only loved me, but my insecurities would always get the best of me. With your dad's patience, it took a long time for me to get over that.
How would you say your life turned out?
My life is better now. Trust exists, and our love for each other continues to grow stronger and stronger every second and every day. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's not perfect. We still do fight over who ate the last piece of donut. But honestly, life has been fulfilling having you kids in my life. Having kids changes you as a person, makes you see things a different way, makes you grow tons of patience, and fills your heart with so much love. You kids make me appreciate everything I have and everything I don't have. I may not have it all, but that's okay. As long as I have you kids and the love of my life, your father, by my side, mm-hmm. life is complete.
Where do you see your future going?
In the future, aside from having good health and aside from us traveling all over the world, I'm hoping your father and I will live long enough to see our kids succeed in life. There's nothing more a parent wants to see than their kids do well in everything they do.
What is your biggest fear happening to you in the future?
My biggest fear would be losing any of you, knock on wood. But I know that that's not in our control. We simply have to take the most of our lives in this short time we have together. Life is never perfect, but like a book, you learn to take the time to get to know it and enjoy whatever the next page brings you.
Do you like how your life turned out?
I love, 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 love how my life turned out. I wouldn't trade it for anyone or anything in this world. If I could press rewind, I would totally replay it and watch it over and over. There are no regrets here.
Sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead.